My name is Haley Claxton, and I'm here with Francis Garrett at the Rutlader Outpost Cowboy Church outside of Lewisburg, Kansas. Tell us a little bit about where you were born and raised.
I was born and raised in Oklahoma, raised on a farm. My parents had a 160-acre farm that I grew up on, and continued to live there until I went to college, so I have a rural background and a farm background.
What brought you to Kansas?
My husband and I, as pastor and wife, felt the Lord calling us to serve at a church in Overland Park, and then we continued to stay and minister in Kansas.
So did you grow up going to church?
Yes, I did. It was a major part of my life. My parents, both of them, were very active in the church that I grew up in. My dad served as a deacon of that church for over 60 years. And my mother was very active in the missionary work and in all aspects. And so I was frequently participating in the services and the ministry of the church as I grew up.
What kind of church was that?
It was a Southern Baptist church.
So how would you describe Cowboy Church to someone who's never heard of it?
I continue to try to discern how to describe that, but it is an opportunity of people to gather and worship together in a very informal atmosphere that has the sense of feel of a country, rural type atmosphere. Many of the people who come are not necessarily cowboy people participating in cowboy activities, but they enjoy that kind of lifestyle. They also enjoy outdoors, nature, and rural activities. And it appeals to them in a relaxed way. There's no set dress code. No one has to feel like they can't come because of a particular dress style. The church is welcoming to people in a very open way. I would say that, as we've mentioned, that the people who come like to come because they enjoy the fellowship and a sense that they're accepted here.
So what is your favorite thing about Cowboy Church?
I should say the sermons, I guess, with my husband, since he's the pastor and he's sitting here. But I do, and the music is a special part, but they are important. The fellowship of the people who come is real meaningful. We have people who come very early so they can have fellowship together and listen to the band as they rehearse. And I participate a lot in helping with the meal that we have after our worship service. We have a potluck meal after our services. And so I do a lot of help in putting that together. I have a lot of wonderful ladies who also help with that. But I enjoy that. It gives me an opportunity to fellowship and speak with the people and try to help welcome them and make them feel comfortable. So probably the fellowship that I see that occurs, a new person that comes, I notice it doesn't take very long until they're acquainted with the people here and they feel comfortable and are entering into that fellowship also. So all of that is a part of the foundation of our worship time together, because we're in a spirit of oneness and fellowship.
The Cowboy Church has been growing very quickly over the last few years. Why would you say that is occurring?
I think it brings a freshness, is a word that comes to mind. It's a little different than the traditional that they're used to. They find that informal atmosphere to be very enjoyable for them. The sense of acceptance is a vital part of their feeling comfortable, and the fact that they like to come here. So,
where do you think the future of the church as a whole, as kind of cowboy churches in general, is going?
I would say it will continue to grow. It will continue to be a ministry to a wide range of interest and people. I can't imagine anything being different, because there's always going to be those who enjoy the country lifestyle and the cowboy lifestyle. They're always going to be those of that culture, and so worship is relevant to them in that atmosphere. So I can see that it's going to continue to be a vital part of church ministry in our country and in our state.
All right, I think that's all the questions that I have. Thank you so much.
Julia.